Governor Phil Murphy this afternoon in his State of the State speech said state elected officials can and must do more to gain the trust of our residents and decrease their rightful cynicism. From the speech, in the coming weeks, I will propose a series of ethics reforms to, among other things, strengthen financial disclosures, tighten pay-to-play requirements, expand transparency, and increase awareness to the goings-on here in Trenton. It's been more than a decade since the executive and legislative branches undertook comprehensive ethics reform. It's time now for us to look at it anew, with a whole-of-government approach that ensures we all live under the same laws, and play by the same rules. And, nothing, I repeat, nothing, more exemplifies that need to change the long-standing culture than the pernicious sexism and abuse that still creeps across these hallways, at conferences, and in meeting rooms. We all must be disgusted by the stories which women, across the entire spectrum of race, age, and experience, tell of their mistreatment by men who felt empowered, if not protected, by Trenton's culture. For too many years, too many people in power have turned their eyes away from behavior they knew was not only happening, but was pervasive in Trenton. We know that Trenton is often resistant to change, and this is a most egregious failure. Today, I am calling for us all to work together to tear down the existing system and replace it with one that treats everyone with equal dignity and respect. I am calling on my partners in government to join me in this mission.